Welcome back, everyone. Living the good life here in Los Angeles. Great show lined up. But first and foremost, it's time for Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Good morning, Paxton. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And how are you, Adam?
I am fine, but I'm actually very excited to hear about the newest release from your arsenal. I don't know how many books you have written, but I am so excited about your newest one that just became released, right?
Yes, and it's called Just Try Me.
Ooh.
And you can get it on Amazon. It's a good beach read. And I got to tell you, it's like 50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
Only in Just Try Me, the women are in charge. And my cast of characters, they include two really gorgeous Ukrainian dominatrices who also happen to be, shall we say, professional killers, and a female Afghanistan war veteran. And they are working together with a Silicon Valley wealthy young woman and a former CIA agent. And they go after the bad guys in Hollywood. So it's really a Hollywood thriller. And I hope people will go to Amazon and look at Just Try Me and buy a copy. So now, let's get back to cannabis healing. Quick news. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, he said he wants to reintroduce his bill to remove marijuana from the U.S. controlled substance list, a move that would permit states to regulate cannabis without the fear of federal interference. Now, folks, if your senator is opposed to the bill, you may want to write to him or her and urge the senator to vote for the new bill. And now, today's guest. We have a young woman on. She lives in Fort Myers, Florida. Her name is Brittany Langiel, and she has an amazing story to tell about a life-threatening automobile accident that led her to medical cannabis, which, believe it or not, she says saved her life. Now, let me give you the backstory. Brittany, she was driving home from her job one evening in 2015 when she was literally run off the road by a man who was texting behind the wheel. She was forced off the highway. Her car flipped over three times and ended up upside down in a drainage ditch. After that, she underwent three brain surgeries over the next 9 months. And then she was suffering from traumatic brain injury, not to mention all the pain that she had, which apparently kept her at home and in bed most of the time. Scientific research is now telling us that cannabis has been shown to be a potential treatment option for traumatic brain injury. What it does, it reduces brain swelling and treating what might be crippling pain. And so our guest, Brittany Langiel, she's living proof of cannabis's extraordinary healing powers. So welcome to Cannabis Healing, Brittany. How are you today?
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor. How are you today?
I'm fine. Let's get right into it, jump into it. Can you tell our listeners exactly how you became of cannabis as a possible treatment to alleviate your pain?
Well, suffering at home, it's not a fun thing, but when you're on Facebook, the word gets out eventually, and for me, it did finally. A woman that it was local and was posting about the success with her son, who was 8 years old and had a terminal illness, was posting about the success she was having switching from morphine to cannabis, and she actually donated my GoFundMe. I wrote her a thank you, and that's how I began following her. Once I saw that his improvements, he was reading. A day after trying CBD, he was doing things. I knew she had researched it enough. I knew it was safe for this mother to be giving it to him.
Okay, now did you then go ahead and do research about traumatic brain injury? Is that where you really came to the conclusion that it might help you?
Yeah, exactly. I thought I had researched everything and anything with brain injury, but I had not. Because once I started researching traumatic brain injuries and cannabis, it led me to Israel studies on dosing with sublingual CBD after a blast injury in Israel and in the ER in Israel for the last 10 years. And I was just thinking, why haven't I seen this sooner? This could have helped me so much sooner. And so now, once I saw that, I was gung-ho.
Now, were you on pharmaceutical drugs before you went on cannabis?
Yes, approximately a year ago, I was on 15 prescription medications. I was on the same amount of medications as I was in acute care in the hospital after brain surgery. So I was on 11 different pharmaceuticals at 29 years old, and I didn't know they were affecting me as they were until I started the cannabis, and one by one, I got off those medications and started living my life again.
So you're not taking any pharmaceutical drugs now?
I'm down to one from 10 a year, 11 a year ago. So it's a gradual process, getting off one at a time. So now I'm on one compared to 11. The first one I was to get off was the opiate painkillers that were doing nothing. And after 3 days, I woke up with no pain, absolutely no pain, waiting for my card and taking just CBD.
Now, you're taking CBD. How are you taking it? As a tincture? Tell our listeners.
I thought when I got my card that I would get better success with the CBD than I even had then, which was a miracle, because I started gradually doing things. Laundry. These are things I couldn't do. And so the hemp CBD I found worked way better for me than even the CBD from the dispensaries. So I've been really gung-ho on taking my tinctures every night and taking my tinctures every morning. And really, it's changed my life. And with the additive THC, you know, I've gotten things back in life that I was told I had to grieve, like my dreams. And I just can't believe I am where I'm at. And I'm just so grateful to this plant.
Now, again, you have no pain, basically?
When I have pain, now, yeah, basically, as the time's gone on, I've had to use less cannabis because it's healing me as it's helping me with pain. I've noticed I've needed it less and less, which is really fortunate coming from opiate painkillers, which you need more and more. And so when I have pain, say my neck, I just use my cannabis, my RSO, on a cracker, and it's gone in an hour. And before, I suffered for two years, and was vomiting every day from pain. So just to have the relief available is a blessing. And so I do have pain, but compared to 2 years ago, it's nothing compared to before I started cannabis.
Now, do you take it like every night, and that's all
Yes.
you have to take it, or do you take it during the day?
I take RSO every single night, and RSO has been a lifesaver. I don't have to take any other products at all. I put one dot, like about 20 milligrams, on a chocolate at night, a piece of chocolate, so it goes into the fat, slowly digest, and I wake up with no pain in the morning, which I never thought would be something I'd be capable of, is waking up without pain.
Now, I understand that you're dedicating your life to promoting the benefits of cannabis, and how is that going, and what are you doing?
Well, I never thought I would be a cannabis advocate, first of all, so I kind of just fell in my lap, and I feel a duty to everyone else suffering at home like I was, just to tell people that there's an option, because I didn't even know there was an option unless there was this mother I happen to be following on Facebook. So if I can be a face for it, and I guess the news likes me because I look like the girl next door, I'll do that, because if I reach one person, I did my job, and that's all I want to do is reach one person that's thinking, you know, I can't go on anymore. I can't deal with this pain. And they see a snippet or a news clip, and they see the devastation I've been through medically, and they can see themselves, you know, relating to that and then going out and seeking help with cannabis. That's what I hope for. So
now, what
I advocate any way I can.
You're living in Florida. What
Correct.
Is the current situation in terms of medical cannabis?
The only problem we're having, I mean, for us, everything's lab tested, and it has been from the beginning. The only problem is we don't have caregivers or growers, so it's very commercial. So we have like 15 mega dispensaries with 20 or plus locations. So we're talking like CVS, a Walgreens type of situation with our cannabis dispensaries. So they're only allowed to sell what they grow. So every product in each dispensary is one brand. So it's vertically integrated. So one license for everything. So that's one downfall because, you know, a lot of these growers that know how to caregive and have been doing this for 20 years, they can't afford the licensing fees. So It's great because now we are allowed at RSO and we just read the flower, thank goodness, because for nausea, the flower is the only thing that has worked for me. And so I'm really grateful we've come upon that after 2.5 years of waiting for the flower to be released, which is a little ridiculous, but I'm just grateful we have it now as an option. And RSO is now an option, and that's really helped me a lot with my journey.
Now, did you try any alternate ways of taking cannabis? Did you smoke it?
Well,
and did that make a difference when you smoked marijuana?
Well, when I started cannabis, I was anti-THC. I went in there saying, I just want the CBD stuff because I'm already foggy enough. I don't need to be, quote-unquote, high. I didn't realize the THC would be filling in all the holes of pain before it would be going to my brain psychoactively. So once I tried it with the THC from the dispensaries, that's when the pain relief really tripled. And also my mood changed. I was able to read. It was in 3 days of trying a tincture with cannabis in it. And I thought it was my brain permanently was unable to read, but really it was the pharmaceuticals I was on. And CBD just cleared up this cloud that was over my head. I felt in a fog every day, and it really cleared things up. I'm just amazed, too, every time I talk about it. So,
well, we are really happy to have you on, Brittany, and for sharing your story with our listeners. And so we want to wish you the very best. And do you have a website or anything that you would like to give out?
Not yet. It's come on really fast. Everybody contacting me about this. I never knew anybody to be interested. So right now, you can find me on Facebook. And, you know, whether you're looking for help, reach out. I'll give you a name. You know, I'll help you in any way I can. So that's kind of, I'm on the ground floor right now, just trying to help people in the trenches. And, you know, I'll answer any questions on Facebook.
Well, that's great. That's great. We'd like to thank our listeners for being with us today. And we thank you again, Brittany. We will be posting Brittany's interview on our Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn pages, which you can find under my name, Paxton Quigley. So stay tuned for next week on Cannabis Healing, when we'll be interviewing yet another fascinating guest. And don't forget to go look for my book on Amazon. Just Try Me, it's called. And for now, stay healthy, happy, and please stay in touch with us. I'm Paxton Quigley.